Hi, I'm Kathy Collins, co-founder and creative director of Charlotte Lit, with this week's 2-minute tip: what to do with feedback. You've probably heard this one before. If you're going to write, write first for yourself. It's good advice. If you aren't pleased or inspired by your own work, if it doesn't move you in some way, how can it move readers? On the other hand, your powers of perception are limited when it comes to evaluating the clarity and quality of that work. At some point in the writing process, you'll need another set of eyes, maybe an entire team of eyes, to identify what's working and what's not. Anyone who is serious about writing and publishing has received feedback on their work, whether from an instructor, beta reader, or editor. Indeed, if you've been in the writing game for a while, chances are good you meet periodically, maybe as often as weekly, with a critique or workshop group. But let's be honest, receiving criticism, no matter how well-intentioned, about a piece you have polished until you think it sings, well, to be blunt, it can suck. In fact, opening an email attachment from an editor or sitting through the early rounds of workshop can set the old heart pounding. If you're like me, your first instinct is self-protection. Defend your pearls or risk utter annihilation. Hard as it is, resist this urge. I found that even the least experienced and most annoying group members will sometimes be the very ones to point out the gaping narrative hole I'd hopped right over in my first 5 drafts, or provide the metaphor that far exceeds the cheap substitute I'd forced into service. Of course, no matter how much it stings, good advice about clear flaws is easy to implement. What's harder are suggestions for substantive revision of writing that's doing its job. When, for instance, you've submitted writing that flows like the pre-drought Mississippi, hoping your mentor will reply, "Send this out today, you're going to win a prize with this one," but instead says, "This is good, but it could be even better if you cut the first and last stanzas and move the whole thing from first to second person." What to do with that? The truth is, you need never take anyone's feedback, but here's why you should. You work on a computer that will hold more versions of a poem, story, or entire novel than there are visible stars in the sky. Trying out a sound, if infuriating, suggestion won't cost you anything more than a little time. Set the piece aside for a while, a few days or weeks if you can. Then, once your last version is no longer ringing in your ear, get out of bed one morning before your ego wakes up. Open a new Word doc and spend 30 minutes giving it a whirl. Set this draft aside for 3 days, then read both versions again. Keep the one that works and toss the other.